Welcome into another episode of the Westlife Podcast. I am your host, Josh Barnett. As we get into the preview for the West Tigers playing up at Suncorp against the Dolphins, please give us a follow at Westlife Pod on Instagram and Twitter and on those profile pages, or at westtigers.com.au. You'll find a link to all of our stuff, including our YouTube channel, our Patreon, and all the stuff that we do. Please give us a like and a subscribe on the YouTube channel if you can. That'd be truly appreciated. Firstly, just want to give a shout out to our sponsors supporting us again, West Ashfield. Ashfield's local favorite dumpling restaurant, New Shanghai Night, is now open at West Ashfield. That's right, you heard it correctly. Now you can enjoy delicious and authentic dumplings in the heart of Ashfield. Also, they have another exciting announcement. A highly anticipated soft opening of the Bellagio restaurant is happening on Friday, the 5th of April. This will be known for its authentic Italian and Mediterranean cuisine. Can't wait for those. Visit West Ashfield and grab a table at New Shanghai Night, and make sure you book your table for the soft opening of Bellagio restaurant. HolmanBarnesGroup.com.au. Righto, first up, we're going to get into some Rob Stradamus for the week. Gave us some good tips last week, so let's see what he has for us incoming this week.
It's too early in the week for horse racing one, so we might put something up on the socials on Friday, Rob. But reiterate our partnership with ChaseBet. So if you sign up with ChaseBet, there's a link. If you go to westtigers.com.au or the link in our profile, there's a big purple button. If you sign up through there to ChaseBet and then send a little message to the guys, say you're from Westlife Podcast, they'll look after you there. And I've got to say this as well. What's gambling really costing you? For free and confidential support, call 1-800-858-858 or visit gamblinghelponline.org.au. There's a QR code too if you're watching on a television screen as well, to make it easy for you. But what are you thinking this week, Rob?
Well, guys, I want to try and stick with the theme. I think we've had a pretty good year so far with Rob Stradamus. Being a Tuesday night, late on Tuesday, that we're recording the show and the team's only having come out a few hours ago, I'm definitely going to go with what you said, Josh. We're going to put something out on Friday together, and that way we'll be able to give a sporting multi, like an NRL multi like we did last week, which got up. I gave you two tips on the horses last week, one of which got up. So I would rather do something on Friday and give our loyal viewers a winner or two instead of just plucking something out of my you-know-where on Tuesday night just for the sake of it. I think that's only the right and fair thing to do, and I'd feel quite bad if I just put something up for the sake of it. So, but just on ChaseBet, guys, I mean, their West Tigers price was as good as any price you could have found anywhere. And in terms of what they've got on the app is so easy to use. They had an amazing offer last week. Sydney, Melbourne, Adelaide and Perth, they had each way bets up to $100, and you got a bonus bet back of $100. So if you had $50 each way and your horse came fourth, you would have got $100 in bonus bets back. And they selected 10 races, predominantly Flemington and Rose Hill. And if your horse came fifth as well, you would have got your money back as well, up to $100. And for my friends that are annoying me via text, can you just leave me alone while I'm concentrating, please? look, it's a great app. I found it really easy to use. You know, take a sec before you bet, set a deposit limit, and gamble responsibly. And we're trying to do that with you guys by hopefully we'll give you another winner. Just on last weekend, we gave you Mr. Brightside, which came nowhere. I gave you Mark Twain, which ended up at $9.50. And keep your eye on that in view to the Melbourne Cup. I think it was an enormous run. It was last at the 600 and flashed home and won. So I really think it's going to be suitable over a Melbourne Cup distance. And the same game multi, I gave you West Tigers +8.5 to be safe, under 49.5 to be safe. And I gave you Dream Buller as at any time try scorer, and you would have got $6.50 on that if you had had a little wager on that. So all up, giving you a $6.50 and a $9.50, I think we couldn't have done much better.
Righto, moving on to the game on Saturday evening. So 7:35 p.m. We are playing the Dolphins, the no-name Dolphins. I still think they should have gone with North Brisbane or something. But anyway, I don't understand having no name. But yeah, up playing at Suncorp Stadium. Our team list, I'll do it as, because it's probably a bit hard to read. I haven't shared it with the graphic this week. Dream Buller at fullback, Charlie Staines and Junior Tupou on the wings again. Solomona Fatape and Justin Olam in the centers again. Jaden Sullivan moves into 5'8 to replace the suspended Lockie Galvin. Aiden Caesar at 7 again. In the forwards, we've still got Stefano Utua Kamanu, David Clemmer at front row, Appy Korosau at hooker, Isaiah Papali'i and Johnny Bateman back row, Fanua Pole at lock. The bench, Latu Fainu makes his debut, so he's playing alongside his brother Samuela on the bench as well. Alex Twol is back as well to add a bit of beef to the bench, and Alex Seyfarth is there as well. Brent Naden, who played fullback for Cup last week, is 18th man. As, what are your thoughts on young Latu? Sorry, I was trying to think which Fainu. Latu Fainu making his debut this weekend.
I really enjoyed what I saw from Latu in the reserve grade game on the weekend. I'm really excited to see him get his chance to play. I'm sure he'll get minutes in this one, considering the tired boys. But with him, I'm thinking he may come on potentially at hooker instead to give Appy a little bit of a breather, because I don't see Appy playing 160 minutes in 6 days, considering the amount of effort and the workload he puts in for this team. And he can play in that position. So he is a bit of utility value, because I think in his debut for Tonga, he played something like a 33-minute stint in that position. So he's got the ability to play a few positions. I'm really excited to see him debut and play alongside his brother.
Rob, what are your thoughts with Jaden Sullivan coming into the halves?
Oh, look, I hope he does really well. We've got to have that next up mentality. I'm very worried about him. He didn't kick very well. He didn't, he didn't tackle well. He was basically responsible for most of our tries against Canberra. I think what people aren't going to take too much notice of, it's not just the fact that he let in tries. I mean, every half generally misses tackles. I'll give you an unusual stat that you would not believe, guys. Lockie Galvin's played 3 full games and he finally missed his first tackle against Parramatta yesterday. So he's gone 3 games with 1 missed tackle, which is just absolutely ridiculously good for someone of, 18 years of age. So we're going to miss Lockie's defence. We're going to miss his great little attacking kicking game. We're going to miss his running game. We're going to miss his creativity. He's a huge loss, guys. And as we said in the previous show, he's responsible for 12 of our 17 points that we scored yesterday. So I don't know how you replace him, but guys, we signed Sullivan on a $2 million deal for 4 years. So if he doesn't show, some form, then it's going to be long-term question marks over his future with the club. I mean, I know he looks like the odd one out for next year. What I'm kind of hoping, as basically a bit of a Latu fan, I really hope Latu does a good job off the bench, whether we win or lose. And that way, when Galvin comes back, maybe Latu gets that utility spot in front of Sullivan. So there's quite a few things there. It's great to have Twol back. I'm sure Twolley's going to play massive minutes. I wouldn't even be surprised to see him start and maybe just give one of the other boys a bit of a freshener. But yeah, look, we're just lacking the big man department. I'd love to see Sione Fainu come back from injury soon. And as you know, we were missing both hookers last week. Obviously, Jakey comes back from that concussion this week. He's been named in lower grades, and hopefully Talon's not too far away. But look, we're just a little bit stretching the forwards. I love the effort everyone's giving, but I feel like our depth is really tested now. And hopefully we can make an acquisition or two prior to June 30th, because I just don't, unless, a Matamua or someone like that is going to step up, I don't think we can survive with the forward depth that we've got at the moment.
As have you got access or the ability to read out the Dolphins list? I was just kind of running through the names in my head, and I might leave them to you. There's a few tropical tongue twisters in there. I might leave for you.
Yep, I've got the team list open in front of me.
Go for it.
All right, so fullback is Hamiso Tabuai-Fido. Wingers are Jermaine Azarco and Jack Bostock. Jake Avarillo and Herbie Farnworth are in the centres. Cody Nikorima and Isaiah Katoa are in the halves. The props are Jesse Bromwich and Thomas Flegler with Jeremy Marshall-King at hooker. Felice Kafusi and Ewan Aitken are in the second row with Ray Stone replacing the suspended, Max Plath.
Max Plath.
Lock, yep. Josh Kerr, Kurt Donahue, Mark Nichols and Kenny Bromwich are on the bench with Oren Keeley, Sean O'Sullivan, Jared Wallace, Tessie New and Mason Teague in the reserves.
This got certainly got some unique names in that side. Roberto, who's going to worry you? Obviously, the hammer is a big one.
Oh, look, that back, what they've got on us, they've got a lot of speed there, especially with the hammer. Their two centres are very dangerous, Farnworth and Avarillo. I know Farnworth is more the strike centre. I'm really more concerned about Avarillo on Fata'ape. You know, they've got good finishes on the wings. They've got a tough forward pack as well, guys. My biggest concern, I don't see, unless Sullivan really pulls a big game, I don't see where we get points from. So I'm very concerned that we'll struggle to even get 12 points. I'm scared of the five-day pack-up, especially having used 15 men in 30-degree heat yesterday. You know, the Cowboys have had 48 hours more rest than us. Mm. You know, but they've got a good solid forward pack. They've got Benji's younger brother at hooker, who's a good solid hooker, and he's always, you know, got a cheeky dart from dummy half if the markers are a bit tight or a bit cumbersome. So, look, I would back ourselves to beat them at full strength. I think Galvin out is it's a hurdle. I really don't think we can overcome, but I know we're not going to die trying or not, you know, give it a go, but the Dolphins won't beat themselves. I don't think we'll beat ourselves. I just think they'll have a little bit too much speed out wide.
Has who in that team list worries you?
I think the players that worry me most are Hamiso Tabuai-Fido, Jermaine Azarco, Cody Nikorima, I think, is probably going to be one of the most dangerous players out there on the field. And they have a really strong starting forward pack. You've got Jesse Bromwich and Tom Flegler, the starting props. They are two big boys who do a job and they do it very well. And then Felice Kafusi and Ewan Aitken, two second rowers that are also extremely good at their job. I think the thing that worries me the most in regards to us, like Rob said as well, is the short turnaround and the fact that we played 15 players yesterday. But in saying that, Alex Twal, he is one of those players that can play a whole bunch of minutes. I think there's been games where he's played upwards of 60 minutes. So he's definitely got the ability to do that again for us if he needs to, which would take some of the pressure off the other guys who did play a lot of minutes yesterday. So there's a lot of potential there. And I have a feeling we're going to see a lot more use of the bench this week. But yeah, it's going to be a really tough game.
Yeah, it's three guys that didn't play on the weekend, so they should be fresh as. So, righto, let's move on to our tips. So I'm on 22. The boys are left back on 17. I'm going to open up my ChaseBet app to bring up, see what the odds are for this game. As and I have gone the Storm in the first game. Rob, you've gone the Bronx.
Yeah, I honestly, guys, I say this every week almost about every game. This is a toss of the coin. I liked what I saw from Brisbane. I accept that Melbourne have got Munster likely to play and Jerome Hughes as well. So they got their first string halves combination back. But I still think, I just like what I saw from Brisbane last week. And I think the comp's shown that it doesn't matter who you're missing. Like, you can't take teams for granted. We had a few games on the weekend. For example, Penrith, you know, versus the Roosters. I mean, everyone thought the Roosters would win without Cleary and without Fisher-Harris. You can't take them for granted. And I think there are a couple of other games as well. Like, look at St. George. St. George got pummeled the week before against the Cowboys, and they were playing a hot Manly team, and they thrashed Manly. So you just got to be up on your game. And I just think the Brisbane team, they need to win a little bit more. And they might run them down in the end. Like, the Storm have had a fortnight off, and generally, you know, they'll start well, but how will they finish? So I'm going to go Brisbane, but like my tipping record's hopeless. And I'll be honest, guys, it's terrible of me to say this. Unless I got money on it, I really don't care. I'm not in a tipping cot with money. As long as I get Rob Stradamus right and give the punters out there a winner, I really don't give two hoots about tipping comps. I come up with my tips in about 2.5 minutes.
Set away, but here we are. 5 points ahead.
Well, here you are thrashing us.
Yeah. $2.75 for the Broncos. So bit of value there. Rob, as Storm are at home. That's why I picked them.
Yeah, Storm are at home, and they've got those three big ins of their main halves. So Cameron Munster and Jerome Hughes. So they're going to be ready to rip in. And they've also got Christian Welsh coming back in off the bench. Home ground advantage. Their overall record against Brisbane, I think, is just a little bit too good at the moment. Yeah, Brisbane beat them in, I think, the final round last year. But this Storm team coming off the bye, I think they're going to be hungry. They're going to want to put on a show for their home fans. So I've gone with them.
Yep. A healthy Sean Blore in there as well. Go get him, Sean. Chookies, we've all gone Chookies, the heavy favourites against the Doggies at Homebush on Friday, 6 o'clock. No Easter show. Easter show is wrapped up. So, the Dogs didn't look that great against the Bunnies last week. Chookies, anyone got any reasons why the Doggies can beat the Chooks in this one?
I really don't have any. I think the Roosters pack's too strong. The Roosters have been a very Jekyll and Hyde. They look like champions round one. They look like crap against Manly round two. They look like champions round three against South. And they look like shit against Penrith round four. So it looks like they're going to win on the odd weeks. They've got a team that could win the comp. But I don't know. I just find if I was looking at it from a Roosters point of view, I just think it's a little bit disheartening that they can be on one week and not give, look like they don't give two hoots the next week. I didn't see any spirit last week. I know they got a couple of late tries against Penrith, but I thought that scoreline absolutely flattered them. So they've got all the ingredients, but I just, yeah. But again, Canterbury, they don't have a strong forward pack. I know they got some strike out wide, but I can't see the Dogs worrying the Roosters, especially after the Roosters, got embarrassed by Penrith.
Anything to add on that, Az, at all? Yeah, have to.
No, that sums it up pretty much. And obviously Josh Adokar is a big loss for the Dogs again. Plus they got a couple of players suspended, I think Kurt Morin and another player. So they've lost a little bit there. Their depth is really going to be tested in this one. I just think the Roosters will be a little bit too good.
Yeah, they lost that Jacob Preston, I think, to injury, Josh. Aaron, sorry.
Yeah, that's the one.
Preston.
We've all gone Newcastle Knights up there in Steel City. $2.95 for the Dragons. Look, the Dragons,
it's good value.
Nearly 3-1 for them. They let Lomax go this week, but yeah, maybe. Look, the Knights at home are always strong, especially if Ponga is playing, but maybe.
Jacko's back this week, Josh, and Tyson Gamble's been dropped. So this is basically their third halves combination in a few weeks. So, look, I still think they're trying to find their feet in attack. I got no confidence in this game, but I just think Ponga just generally plays really, really well against poor teams, and I think he might be the difference. But again, I mean, we're expecting rain from Thursday to Saturday, so, it depends on the weather. I think if it was a really, really dry track, I'd definitely pick the Newcastle Knights. But Gagai's named back in as well, so hopefully he doesn't become a late withdrawal. But I just think the Knights have got too much to play for. And the Dragons are a bit like the Roosters. They're having one good week, one bad week. So it might be their turn to have a bad week.
7.5 start for the Dragons. If it's raining, not a bad amount of points there. I've gone Rabbitohs at home. You guys have gone the Waz. Look, I've gone New Zealand outside of New Zealand. Look, their favourites, Bunnies, at $2.08. I think maybe they'll just carry a bit of confidence after getting a win, even though it was the Bulldogs and it wasn't that convincing. They're at home. That's why if in doubt, go the home team. But look, my heart would love the Wires to get up in this one. As why the Wires for you?
So, yeah, the Wires are 2-2, and those first two losses, they were in the game both times, and they lost two close ones. So they've had two close losses and a couple of solid wins. I just think they're riding a bit of momentum now. I think the Rabbits, they're still not a lot to like and not a lot to trust about them. They've copped a whole buttload of injuries, and I honestly think they're going to be struggling at least for the first, the next 4 or 5 weeks or so. I'm going to find it really hard to back them at the moment. I've gone with the Wires. I just think there's a little bit too much momentum there.
We don't play them for a while, do we? It's not too, we play them at Gosford round 16 or something.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
They'll probably find their form by then.
Probably.
Rob, Wires for you?
Yeah, New Zealand, but again, not with much confidence. I mean, they lost their 5/8 now for an extended period. New Zealand in, what's his name? I think it's Luke Metcalf. They've got their fullback, Nickel Klokstad, back, and they've shifted Savasashek back to the centres. South, I mean, they had three hard games, even though they lost. They played three, top-quality teams, but their win against Canterbury, I mean, I know they just got there, but they did defend tenaciously the last 20 minutes. Like, Canterbury had a lot of ball. Maybe because Canterbury have a rubbish attack, they couldn't get over the line, but look, very hard game to tip. I mean, if Latrell plays well, you'd think South win, but I don't trust South. I'm going New Zealand, but, you know, as I say, my tipping form hasn't been too good, so it could go either way.
I was tempted to tip Manly against the Panthers. Manly at Brookie with Tommy Turbo healthy. My theory is always tip them, but I don't know. The Panthers... I'm kind of doubting myself a little bit here, but you boys have gone the Panthers as well as?
Yeah, I think it's really hard to tip against the Panthers at the moment. Obviously, they still don't have Nathan Cleary, but they performed superbly without him against the Roosters, who I think are a much better team. Manly, I think, are starting to come back down to earth a little bit. Just on Luke Brooks, they're getting some of those rocks and diamonds performances from him that we got so accustomed to. They dropped a lot of ball against the Dragons, and I don't think those things are going to be things they can fix overnight. I think Penrith are going to come to town and put on a little bit of a performance against them.
I think Ivan Cleary lives in Manly sort of area, doesn't he? So a nice close game. I'm pretty sure he lives in the Northern Beaches. So home game for him. Righto. You guys, you have no faith in the boys. I've tipped this again. I'm going for 3 in a row. I'm 100% right in my tips for the West Tigers this year. I went loss, win, win. I'm backing the boys. I reckon Appy Coruscant will lead us to a win. I know no Galvin hurts, but I think we're a grinded out team anyway. And I think despite the quick turnaround, I reckon the boys can grind this one out against the Dolphins. If it was against a team, the Dolphins are tied first with us, I guess. But yeah, I think we can get it done. So I'm backing the boys. Why are you cowards tipping the Dolphins?
Oh, I don't think we should even be showing up, guys. I mean, if we're trying to, you know, if we're not going to play games at Leichhardt and we're worried about making more money as a club, I think we should cancel our airline tickets to Brisbane. I think we should forfeit the 2 points. We have no chance of winning, just like we had last week. We had absolutely no chance of beating Parramatta. And I don't think we've got any hope this week. We've got a 5-day turnaround. They've got a 7-day turnaround. They're too fast. They're too quick. They're too strong. Their bench is better. We can't win. They've got the best coach in the world. And, yeah, we just can't win. So I'm going the Dolphins.
Clint asked in the comment, there. As last time we won 3 in a row, did you mention that earlier?
No, I didn't mention that, but I can tell you that off the top of my head. It was 2018, rounds 4, 5, and 6. We beat Para, we beat the Storm, and we beat Manly.
I was looking at, literally going on the internet and look it up. You beat me to it. So, what did you say, 2018?
Yeah, rounds 4, 5, and 6.
Bloody hell. It's the whole different world since then, isn't it? 2018?
Yeah, we're down to one referee on the field now.
Oh, yeah.
And the six again's a thing.
Yeah. What'd you say? Para Melbourne Manly is what you said, 2018?
Yep.
Bloody hell, it's been that long.
I'm good, aren't I? I'm good.
I'm just scrolling back to see before that. So before that, 2016 Dragons Para Cowboys. So, yeah, it's been a while. So two in the last 7 years. Twice in the last 7 years we've done it.
At least we've done two in a row a few times, and it would be nice to get that mental hurdle of getting that third win, but I don't think Benji's going to be too worried about that. I've tipped the Dolphins, but I will say I may change my tip for this one. I'm just extremely worried about the five-day turnaround, the way our bench was/wasn't utilized yesterday. It's going to be really tough. The Dolphins are riding a lot of momentum right now. They're in first. No one would have expected that this game was going to be first versus sixth at this point of the season. So, yeah, I might change my tip, but I just am a little bit concerned about the fact that we have to play a five-day turnaround after what was a pretty tough game in, yeah, almost 30-degree heat yesterday.
Don't want to get ahead of ourselves, and we might have to use this stat next week's preview. But as you know, the last time we won four or more in a row?
No, but I would have a guess that it would probably be 2010, 11, or if not, back in 05.
It'll be 11 for sure.
2012. So we won seven in a row in 2012. Yeah. So,
and missed the finals.
We still didn't make the finals.
Dang. Yeah, well, we lost five in a row before it. So.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's been a long, long while before we've had a decent winning streak. So, man, I was a much younger man when that all happened. Thanks for the question, Clint. On to the next game. Cowboys, Wolf, Gold Coast Titans, $5.75 up in Townsville to beat the Cowboys. Yeah, the Titans suck. Cowboys are good, playing at home, pretty. You'd almost put your house on this one, Rob.
Look, I think this looks like a pretty straightforward one. But as we've seen, guys, if you don't show up on the day or you take your team for granted, they're going to pull your pants down. But yeah, I can't see the Titans are in a world of hurt. I don't think they made too many changes. I think maybe they got two different wingers this week, one due to injury, and I think Khan Pereira might have got dropped, which was quite surprising. He's probably not getting involved enough. But yeah, they were awful. They had a good start last week against the Dolphins, up 10-0 quite early. And by halftime, they were losing and they showed no resilience in the second half. So I think the Cowboys should put a number on them.
Just looking up the most losses market. So yeah, Titans, $2 favourites now. We're actually fourth favourites now for most losses. Out to $8, as.
Yeah, I think leading into the season, we were probably second favorite for most losses, aka the spoon. But yeah, the Titans almost look like a lock for that market at the moment. They are struggling. I honestly don't know when their first win is going to come. No Tino for the whole season is an absolute massive loss. They've obviously got their main choice fullback back again, and David Fifita is back as well, but Tino is an absolutely massive hole to cover. So I think they're probably going to jag a few wins here and there, but it's very hard to see them running anywhere but last now. And I feel sorry for them. But as long as it's not us.
Yeah, Tino broke Appy's jaw. He broke Appy's jaw last year. So
to say that we're probably not going to win the spoon, and I'm quite confident to say that now, which is not a saying, not a phrase I thought I'd be saying a month into the season.
Yeah, I might not say that.
They're in a club in a world of hurt, guys. Like, they're struggling. Even when they do well, they don't get crowds. It's just not going to take off on the Gold Coast. We've had like three or four goes at this. I don't understand why we keep persisting, or, you know, we're trying. I guess we've got a team there because the AFL have one. But for some reason, our major codes don't seem to succeed on the Gold Coast, and they're just floundering.
Should have brought in the Central Coast Bears.
Yep.
Canberra Raiders. Look, this is, we've all gone Raiders here, but the Eels, it's $1.80, $2 here. So the Eels looking to bounce back. Still no Moses, is there? He's out for a while.
He's out for three months or
half a year or something. Yeah. So Yeah, Raiders $1.80 at home. I think that's pretty good odds there. So, yeah, surely the Eels can't. They're also, obviously, well, I suppose it's not until Sunday. They've got 6 days to recover, not five like us. But, yeah, their heads will be down. I don't know. I could be wrong. I think we've all tipped Raiders, but...
So could the Raiders, Josh. They had an 18-0 lead, you know, against
Crowley
and got towed.
Yeah.
I think this is a tough one again. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if Parra won. I'll just see how things are later in the week. But I reckon this will probably be one for the unders. This will be. I can't see both teams scoring 20 points. I think this will be a low scoring game.
Is it meant to win? Thank you.
Yeah, the Raiders got. They lost Zach Hosking as well with that really bad head clash. So he'll be out for at least a couple of weeks. But generally, the Raiders have been playing pretty well. I just think they couldn't stop the momentum against Cronulla, and it's pretty hard to win down in Canberra. Parra still don't have a genuine halfback, and they've named the same half. So, again, I just don't know where Parra are going to get their points from. I know they'll show up and they'll play really hard, but where are the points going to come from?
Saying that, as Sea Dogs said, put $10 in the cowgirls. You win $1.40 if you back the Cowboys for $10. I think that's right. $1.14 be $1.40 profit. Right?
Correct.
Yeah. Good maths, Josh. Lower grades this weekend, so we went through them in the review show. As we record this, they haven't put up the draws for them, but as do you want to reiterate which of our teams are in the finals in the lower grades this week?
No worries. Yep. So it's the SG Ball Magpies that are in the finals. They will have a bye this week and play the lowest ranked winner out of third versus sixth and fourth versus fifth. And the Lisa Fiola Cup girls, so the younger girls team, they finished fifth. They'll be playing the Central Coast Roosters this week, who finished fourth.
I'll just have a look to see if they have put it up yet. I'll check this afternoon. They hadn't had those out, but Rob's
maybe tomorrow.
Looked, yeah, good sign, Rob. The juniors, especially the Magpies side of thing, more good kids coming through.
Yeah, there was enough talent in the lower grade game. I mean, I thought that the cup was like the standard wasn't great, and a couple of the tries were quite soft. But we got a couple of outside backs there that looked all right. I was actually more impressed with our other winger in cup as opposed to Lob City. I thought Lob City got caught out a couple of times jamming in off his wing, but the other guy looked pretty good too. So look, there's a bit there. I guess everyone will get their turn at some stage through the year. So, I still think this year's a learning year, but it's great to be sitting on two wins out of three.
So New South Wales Cup, they're playing against the Bears, which is the Melbourne Storm feeder club. And as someone in the comments just pointed out, Nelson Asofa Solomona, did I say that right, Az? He's playing for the Bears in Cup, so look out, Magpies boys. Yeah. Big fella playing against them. Brent Naden playing halfback for the Magpies. That's 3 p.m. Sunday, by the way, if anyone wants. I've never been to North Sydney Oval. It's the only ground in Sydney I've never seen a game
beautiful
of rugby
ground.
League. Yeah,
beautiful
I really...
Ground. I haven't seen rugby league there, but I've seen a fair bunch of cricket there.
Cricket, yeah.
And AFLW.
It's almost a shame Shawnee's playing first grade. Could have seen him playing against our Magpies, but... Heath Mason's back at fullback. Josh Felity, who had a pretty good game in the centres there. I won't go through the whole team. But, yeah, Naden, halfback, is interesting. Kepa Ola, obviously, been sent back. Jackie Simpkin back at hooker. Anyone else as in that side, Magpies side, that to keep an eye on?
Yeah, I'm really surprised Heath Mason wasn't named at number seven for this game. He's still at fullback. I really want to continue to see his development. I don't know if this game's going to be televised for us anywhere or if we'll have any way to watch it. So it'll be interesting to see. what Twitter pages like Nothing But West Tigers have to say about how about the performance, or if anyone does get out to North Sydney and is able to let us know how the boys go, that'd be great as well.
Interesting. Rua is playing the Bears, as is our old friend Ben Stefanovic, former Magpies, and Alan Fitzgibbon as well. So a few ex-Magpies in there. So interesting to see that. Jersey Flegg, they're playing down in Broadmeadows. Where that is, I have no idea. Somewhere down in Melbourne. They're playing 2 p.m. on Saturday afternoon against the Melbourne Storm Jersey Flegg side. And check your local guides for that one. Right, patreon.com/WestLife. Let's see what our beloved Patreon peeps have said for us this week. If you want to support and take part in the show, patreon.com/WestLife, or there's a YouTube membership as well, which if you want to join us in the Discord, which I'm going to open up right now, see what the guys, I saw there's quite a few in the weekly rant channel. What have we got? Right, a local loony says, a little moment I noticed being live at the game when Galvin was coming back in the field, Appy gave him a pat on the back and a massive bout of encouragement, sort of like a keep your head up and play your game. So glad this guy is our captain. Not a bad little comment there. Also, shout out to Charlie Staines. It's not easy marking Big Micah, but thought he did a great job today. Best game of the season for him. He obviously wrote that the night of the win over Para. Shane Collett said, great win. Has our bad luck hoodoo finally moved on to another club. Ollam was best on field, but a big rap to Charlie Staines. His defense was immense. He cops a lot of flack, but he was outstanding yesterday. Carla, aka Amazon Girl, said, Caesar, the salad, the fossil, a genuine seven. Feels so freaking good. Eddard said, he was fantastic, obviously referring to Aiden Caesar, but also made me shit myself right at the end with some shocking kicks. There was a seven tackle set that he gave away. That wasn't great. Ben Ellis said, not everyone can have as good a kicking game as that. So you guys are just having conversations in the rant channel. Take conversations to the other channel. Brighton says, hey, all, I've created a little poll. I did a little poll for everyone. Everyone asking about second favorite teams, as I think you did that one. A second favorite team. It was the Panthers for me, but that's tough now. I've always had a soft spot for Penrith, but now they've won three in a row, a bit tough. Second favorite. Rob, can you bring yourself to have a 16th least hated team?
I said to you guys a few weeks ago, I've got a soft spot for South, but I've got to be honest, every week they've lost, I couldn't give two shits. So I like, if we're out of contention, I cheer for them in the semi-finals, but no, I don't have a second favorite team. It's West Tigers and then West Tigers.
Yeah, I mean, the Dragons, I've got no beef with the Dragons. A lot of friends that go for the Dragons. Not too much hate. My son, my three-year-old's already learnt to, whenever he sees a Rabbitohs jersey, he says that we hate them. He knows the red and green already. It's kind of brainwashed him into saying that now. But yeah, so it's definitely not the Rabbitohs or Eels for me. They're definitely one and two for the other end. As who'd you vote for? Who's your second favorite?
I don't really have one because I've never really been interested in following another team or anything like that. But if I had to absolutely pick one, I'd probably say the Warriors, based on the sacrifices they made during the COVID-affected season.
The Warriors, good shout.
So, yeah, if I had to pick one, I'd say the Warriors. Really grateful to what they did during the COVID years, and it is nice to see them doing better than they have been in previous years. It was good watching them last year, and they were the team that I was cheering for in the finals last year. I was happy for them to make it there and for them to get as far as they did. So if I had to pick a team, I'd say them.
That's a great answer. I'm changing. Yeah, I'll go Wires as well. I don't know why I didn't think. I was thinking Sydney teams in my head. But yeah, the Wires, 100%. Go the Wilds. Scott Davo, you need to put Nunn as an option for second team. The question he's talking about the player poll. Allow the choice of multiple teams for Quest. Oh, is he talking about conversations, guys? This is the weekly rant channel is for your rants for the show. You're having conversations.
Not feedback.
There's a feedback
channel.
This
is Josh's rant from the rant channel.
This is my rant about the rant channel. I know you support the show and you chuck us a few bucks every month, but follow the rules in the Discord.
Hey, speaking about the questionnaire, Josh, are we going to touch on our mate Lockie Galvin tonight?
Oh, do you want to do the
in terms of the nicknames or what they've got to say? He's saving it for tonight.
Suggested nicknames. Trying to think how I can bring up.
Or do we just stick with the Galvinator?
The Galvinator is a good one. It was some good ones. You guys, off the top of your head, remember any of them? I sent you guys the list. Everyone sent through.
I'm sure Aaron can find them in Messenger.
Yeah, I'm scrolling back up through the list. Scrolling back up to the list now. It's not too far away, so it shouldn't take me too long. Yeah, here it is. LG for one of them. Luke Garner. So same initials as him. Stick, I guess, long and lanky. Not sure there's one. The Kid, simply because he is. Loch Ness, it rhymes with orange, apparently. The Future, I like that one. Mr. Nobody, because nobody is perfect. Boy Wonder, he just keeps on growing and developing into an amazing game management type of player. Zinc, used to galvanize metal. Someone said he kind of looks like Beavis from Beavis and Butthead, so that's a bit of an interesting one there. The Dream Maker, because we no longer have to go to sleep and have nightmares. There's a few references in there I didn't get. Probably one of my favorite ones, though, and I hope no one considers this to be sacrilegious, was Jesus, because the Kid is a miracle worker. Someone said call him the GOAT, and FedEx, because he delivers. Tricky Galvin, because he has a lot more tricks up his sleeve. There's a whole bunch there. Rob, why don't you say your favorite one? Or the one you came up with.
Well, I hope they stick with the Galvinator because I made it up. So I think I was the first one to come out with that. So if we stick with the Galvinator, I'll be very pleased with that. I didn't mind, Loch Ness Monster. Another one, I think he is the truth because you just can't handle the truth. So, Boy Wonder. I mean, there's so many you could come up with. But I think, nicknames aside, guys, this guy doesn't know how old he is. He's just Mr. Natural. He's just a complete footballer. And I hope I'm not putting a mock on his future, guys, but I've never been more excited about a rugby league player. That includes, Benji Marshall, all the greats of the game. So from a West Tigers point of view, he's got it all. I'm just actually seeing the Buller try now on replay as we talk. Like, who does that in their third game? He's just got amazing composure. He's got a sense of timing. He's just got the goods. He's just got the goods. And if I'm telling you now, if he's not a Tiger for life, whoever takes him, I'm going to be up on murder charges. I will hunt you down. I will track you down. I'm happy to spend the rest of my life in jail if it means keeping him at the Tiger. And I'm not freaking joking.
Nick Politis, he had a good run. Luke Tiger 2047 said, is a Tigers premiership window closer than we may have thought in preseason? Not saying it'll happen this year, but with the arrival of Luai next year, you never know. Look, in rugby league, you should, in a salary cap era, I know we haven't made the semis for 12 years, it should be closer than you thought. Yeah, within a couple of years, when they, like Rob said, we've got to keep these kids. If all goes to plan, then yeah, maybe a couple of years. Luai's a winner. Appy's a winner. Maybe. Who knows? Well, what team, I guess, when's that juggernaut going to slow down? So, any thoughts on that, guys?
One thing for sure, guys, is if you've got Buller at one and you've got Galvin at six or Luai, either or, six or seven, whoever you want, and Coruscant still there, That's a spine, and that's a spine that's honestly it's as good a spine as you'd want. It's got a mixture of youth, experience, talent. If we can just build around it, just have a little bit of a stronger forward pack, get a couple of pieces in the back line, there's no reason why we can't challenge next year. And, I know it's only two wins, guys, but who knows, maybe if we can win another couple of games in a row, we can, you know, think some bigger dreams for this year.
I think that'll just about do us for another week as we look forward to another weekend of West Tigers. Hopefully another win. Thank you. We're still in well in the hundreds and we're 2.5 hours into recording this, obviously doing back-to-back shows tonight. So really appreciate everyone joining us on a Tuesday evening. So enjoy your Wednesday off. Be back to normal broadcast procedures next week, Monday and Wednesday. So join us then. Thank you to the thousands of you that listen after the fact as well. And yeah, look forward to hopefully going after Brisbane, getting a win, and then Cambo next week for the Dragons. So anything to add, fellas, before we... Yeah, I've definitely made an imprint. 2.5 hours. It's like Joe Rogan-esque, this episode, but it's been a fun one.
I just hope everyone's walking around with a bit of a strut in their step and wearing their Tigers gear proudly and feeling good about things. You know, we've had a miserable, you know, not just a couple of years, but a miserable decade, basically. So, look, there's positive signs, whether we lose games or win games. There's just a lot more positivity. I always knew we were going to turn it around. I just really didn't think it could happen so quickly. So, again, I've said it umpteen times now, make the effort to get out to Campbelltown, guys. If you want to see, you know, stadiums get government funding or rebuilt, you got to fill them out while they only fill, you know, 15,000. So, really hoping to see a lot of people on April the 14th at Campbelltown, rain, hail or shine, and want to get to meet a lot of you. We're going to be at the club beforehand. And, yeah, it'll be just good to pack the place out and you know, start, you know, we want to take over the Southwest. We've really got to show that we want to do it. So get out, and we're going to need all the help we can to beat St. George minus the Galvanator.
As, anything to add?
Yeah, I tell you what, if we do manage to beat the Dolphins this week, then Campbelltown is going to be heaving from the rafters, coming off 3 in a row for the first time in, like you said, 6 years or so. I'm just really hoping that we put in a good performance this week. Yeah, I'm just looking forward to another game of Tigers footy. And it, like you said earlier, Josh, but usually by halfway through the season, we're looking to next year and wondering when are things going to improve. We're in that state now. Things are improving. Things are getting better. The team is on the up. The support is huge for the club and even for this podcast and everything like that. I hope a lot of people are signing up as members if they can.
Yep.
Don't forget, you can sign up as a member of the club for, I think it was $75 for the supporter membership, which is really good value because you still get all the perks, all the benefits, plus the merch pack as well.
Discount on tickets as well.
Yeah, good option there for those people who want to take that option. Support the club as much as you can. Show them that we believe they're heading in the right direction. Yeah, bring on the Dolphins on Saturday night.
100%. Good luck to the boys heading up to Brisbane. Shouts to all our Queensland. Look, I went to Suncorp last year for the Broncos game. There was heaps of Tigers fans there. I know there's a big Tigers contingent. Plenty of our listeners live in southeast Queensland. So get out, support the boys. And yeah, we'll see you Monday evening. Thanks again to everyone who tuned in. And as always, boys, go the Tigers.
Go the Tigers.
Go the Tigers.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the West Life Podcast. Please follow us at West Life Pod on Instagram and Twitter and facebook.com/West Life Pod. You can also support and take part in the show at patreon.com/West Life and give us a subscribe on YouTube and turn notifications on. We'll see you again next time on another episode of the West Life Podcast.